Hi, and welcome to another episode of It's Fine, I'm a Freelancer. I'm your host, Lizzie, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the resources that I'm working on this year for freelancers. So for the past 5 or so years, I have been creating courses, workshops, downloadables, guides, etc. for freelancers based on questions that I get from readers, responses that I get from the newsletter, and just kind of a general need for a helping hand, if you will, for freelancers. It's the kind of stuff that I wish I had when I was starting out freelancing, and I'm doing them in kind of like tiered levels. So there's free options, there's paid options, just so there's something for everyone. My ultimate goal with this is to just provide a number of resources so that I'm not having to type out the same answer every time to freelancers, but I'm also able to share my knowledge and experience with people without it taking too much of my time, because ultimately I do want to help people become freelancers. Like, I love doing that, I love seeing people change their lives, but there's only one of me and only so many hours in the day. So I'm going to use this episode to talk through the resources that I already have available, and I'm also going to talk a bit about the resources and projects that I'm working on this year for you. So to start with, the courses and workshops and downloads that are already available, I have consistent client flow training, which is a half an hour training session, which is totally free, that walks through the steps you can take to get a consistent flow of clients every month. And I know for a lot of freelancers, this is a really big problem. Like, it's easy, or well, easy enough to land one client, but you then have to do that consistently and repetitively if you want to build a business, if you want to get more clients, and basically if you want to have a business that lasts longer than 2 to 3 months. So the consistent client flow training was born off the back of one of my most popular blog posts, which kind of goes through the steps I took to get consistent work every month. And it kind of packages that into a bite-sized training session that's less than half an hour. So super quick to go through, gives you all the foundations for that. And then you can go away and implement them yourself. I've also got the Ultimate Guide to Becoming a Freelancer, which is probably my most popular free resource. And that is, it's more than 80 pages, an 80 page plus guide to becoming a freelancer. And it covers everything from choosing which services to offer, choosing your niche, creating a portfolio, different ways to market yourself and get clients. And it's kind of like a brief overview of getting started as a freelancer, as well as the things like the practical things that you need to set up in the first place. So, you know, like getting your taxes sorted, getting a financial cushion, etc., etc. So yeah, that's the most popular resource so far, and obviously because it's like there's a ton of value in there, there's so much content, and it's basically an accumulation of loads of the blog posts I've written over the years are kind of structured into a step-by-step guide for people who are just starting to freelance or are kind of in the first few months of running their own business. And then I've got the LinkedIn prompts download, and this was born from the LinkedIn experiment I did at the end of last year. So if you've been following me for a little while, you will probably know that before this little experiment I did last year, I was really, really anti-LinkedIn. I thought it was really salesy. I didn't really like the whole people like connecting, just trying to sell stuff. So it felt really like sales bro for me, and I basically avoided it. I never posted on there. I had a profile, but I wasn't active and I wasn't updating it regularly. But then I saw that a ton of freelancers I know and admire were having loads of success on LinkedIn, and I thought, you know what, why don't I just give it a go? I'll just give myself a week, see what happens. And I did, and I posted every day for 7 days. And it was actually a real eye-opener because my post got a ton of engagement. I connected with loads of new freelancers, but I also managed to get 3 new client leads as well from doing that. And the great thing about it, the most interesting thing, was that these clients hadn't engaged with the posts at all. Like, they hadn't liked them, they hadn't commented on them, but they had seen them and they'd reached out to me privately via message. So it was a really good lesson in in that you don't know who's watching, you don't know who is kind of lurking in the background. So off the back of that, I created the LinkedIn prompts download, because the hardest thing for me during that time was coming up with kind of fresh new ideas every day. And so the prompt guide covers, I think it's about 13 different prompts that freelancers and businesses can use to spark post ideas on LinkedIn. And then it also has like a little calendar to kind of schedule your posts and plan out your strategy. So that proved to be really popular when I launched that. I think that was in maybe November last year, I launched the LinkedIn prompts guide, and it's had a ton of downloads so far, and people kind of using it to create really valuable LinkedIn posts and then sending them to me. So it's been a really nice exercise in that, and it's also helped me grow my community on LinkedIn as well. So that was actually a really nice project, the whole LinkedIn experiment, and then creating the LinkedIn prompts guide at the end. And that's also totally free as well, totally free to download. And then over on Copy Revival, the sister site of Freelance Magic, which is where I post content about content, so meta, I have got the content ideas download. So that is a free guide to 20 ways that you can come up with content ideas. I know for me, and I know for a lot of my clients, that coming up with topic ideas for blog posts can be really arduous, especially if you're just kind of staring at a blank page and you're just really not in a creative mood. So the idea behind that download, that resource, is to help people come up with content ideas regularly, even if they're not feeling that creative. So it's just kind of a mixture of prompts and also different techniques that you can use to come up with content ideas. And that's over on Copy Revival, and that is also free. At the moment, that's the only resource I have available on Copy Revival, but I am working on two more resources for that website over the next couple of months. So the first one is Easy Landing Pages, and I've launched that in beta mode already and got some feedback on it, so I'm just kind of honing it to make it the best possible resource it can be. And with all the feedback from people who have seen it already. And it's basically going to be a template for creating a landing page for a product, a SaaS product or services that you're offering, anything that you're trying to sell, basically. And the reason that I created this particular resource is because I get a ton of inquiries from brands who want to create a landing page. Like, everybody needs a landing page if they're selling a product. And it's really important. It's such an important part of the sales process, because it's literally the point where people decide whether they're gonna buy or not. So it's actually a real skill to create a landing page that converts the way that you want it to. So a lot of these clients come to me knowing that they need a landing page, but often they're very new startups, they're founders of companies, they have a very limited budget. And I'm not the cheapest writer in the world for landing pages, so often it goes that they can't afford my services. And I do want to help out these people, but like I said at the start of this, there's only one me and only so many hours in the day. So I'm leaning more into productizing my services this year, and this is one way of doing that, that I can kind of create this template for landing pages for founders, for people who don't have as big a budget, for small businesses, so that they can still create landing pages that get the kind of conversions that they want. And this is going to be a paid template, so it's not a free resource, but it's going to be relatively affordable. It's going to be in like the £29 to £49 range, so nowhere near as expensive as hiring me to write a landing page, but also there is a ton of value in there, so people will be getting a lot for that money. And it's basically includes a worksheet that you can go through to answer prompts and questions to really get into like the why people should buy your product. And it's the exact process that I go through when I'm writing a landing page. So I've written landing pages with loads of high conversion rates, and I know that this formula works. So I've basically put that into a worksheet to answer the questions. And then there is a template that you can then take the answers from the worksheet and put them into the template. And I've also got a ton of inspiration in there via the form of other landing pages that showcase the formula in action and like what the possibilities are of it looking like. So that's easy landing pages, and that's going to be coming out in the next month or so. As I said, just honing the final steps of that, making it really good, valuable resource. And the second resource that I'm going to be creating for Copy Revival this year is a content writing masterclass. So I've posted a couple of tweets about my writing process and the different kind of stages I go through in the research, the different tools I use, the different methods I use. And so I'm going to be putting that all together into like an hour-long workshop video that I can walk people through the process I use so that they can copy that and replicate it for themselves. And I always think it's just really interesting to see the kind of methods that other writers use. So I think it will be useful for both freelancers and also content professionals who are creating content as well, so that they can replicate that process. So Copy Revival at the moment, we've got the content ideas download, and then easy landing pages is almost ready to go. And then I'll be concentrating on the content writing masterclass. So in terms of paid resources on Freelance Magic, we've got the Client Boost training, which is half an hour, really, really quick, simple training that shows you how to get your next client. I've had tons of students take this. I think I've had about 500 students go through this training already and find success with it. So it's basically a three-step process that shows you, even if you have no experience, no network or anything, that you can get a client this week. And it's the method I used at the start to get clients, and it's a method that I teach to a lot of my students and readers initially, because you don't have to do anything glamorous or high investment. It's really quick, easy. You can do it with all of the things you have already. So that has proven to be really popular with new freelancers. And then I've got my signature program, which is Pitch and Prosper. And that is basically a framework for, it's not cold calling clients. I like to call it warm pitching, because it's kind of, it uses a process where you warm up prospects before you go ahead and pitch them. But pitching was a huge success for me at the start of my career. It's basically how I found all of my early clients. And it's a really great way, if you have no industry presence or expertise, to land clients that you want to work with. And it puts you in control of your client roster. So instead of just waiting for clients to come to you and then feeling like you have to work with them because they came to you, you're actively going out there to the clients that you want to work with. And I revamped Pitch and Prosper at the end of last year, so it's got totally new modules, new trainings, up-to-date kind of methods for finding clients, different ways that you can identify what a high-paying client looks like, exactly what things you need to include in a pitch, and then how to find that information, and also like follow-up strategies. Literally everything to do with pitching is all wrapped up into that course. And I've had almost 150 students go through that now, and I've had some really good feedback that I consistently use to improve the course. But I know that the vast majority of students in there have gone on to be really, really successful with pitching. And thirdly, I've got Profitable Online Presence, which is kind of, I don't really promote this course as much because it's for what I call phase two of freelancing. So for me, it's a course for more experienced freelancers. It's not for freelancers who are just starting out. And it's all about creating an online presence for yourself and kind of elevating your expertise in your industry. And for me, while pitching was really great at the start of my career, there came a point where I had enough kind of standing in the industry that clients were coming to me instead. So Profitable Online Presence is all about creating that standing in your industry and maintaining visibility on different platforms, particularly your website and social media, and creating content that positions you in authority so that clients come to you, good clients that are a good fit for you come to you. So that's Profitable Online Presence. And then finally, I've got Profitable Niche Package, which is a smaller training that goes into detail on choosing a niche And I know that a lot of freelancers have, they struggle with choosing a niche because there are so many options, and obviously they want to choose one that they enjoy, but that also pays well. So niches for me is really important as well, because when I kind of chose my niche and solidified that and doubled down, that was when my business kind of really exploded and really succeeded. So profitable niche package covers all of the steps to choosing a niche that you enjoy, that's a good fit for your skills and knowledge, and that's also profitable. So yeah, those are all the resources that I'm working on this year. Probably the biggest thing that I'm doing is I'm writing a nonfiction book on freelancing. It's kind of bringing together all of my personal experiences, all of my knowledge over the past 10 years, and creating a kind of handbook for new freelancers or people who are thinking about freelancing so that they can set the foundations for success. And it's less about kind of quick and dirty ways to get clients. Like, there's no talk about content mills or anything in there. It's all about how to build like a long-term, successful, sustainable business. And I'm about 25,000 words into that at the moment. It's kind of a real labor of love, bringing together everything that all the content I've written before, all the trainings, like everything I'm bringing together into this. So at the moment, it's kind of a bit of a mess, but I'm gonna be structuring it in a really easy to follow way. And I'm just kind of padding out some of the chapters at the moment. I'm not sure when this is going to be available, because like I said, it's a labour of love and there's only so many hours in a day, but I'm hoping that there will be something to show you by summer at the latest, but we'll see. I'll keep you updated on it. So yeah, those are the resources that I am working on this year for freelancers, the ones that I already have available and the ones that are coming soon. I'm gonna link to all of them in the description, so check them out, check out the landing pages for those as well. And let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you've taken any of the trainings or if you've read any of the downloads and what your thoughts are. I'm always looking for feedback to improve so that I'm answering all of your questions and giving really, really valuable advice and tips. So yeah, let me know and I'll see you in the next episode.